Well, choice is good. You know, being forced is not. And I'm, you know, so, yeah, having that choice is a good thing. Because we're all considering it. Look at this. You know, you would have gone back 10 years and we'd all just laugh and said, get out of here. You know, it was just, it wasn't even practical. And here, you know, 10 years down the road, and it's like, you know, yeah, I'd do that, but, you know, under these circumstances. So now we're, you know, now we're quite accepting under circumstances. So the technology has increased, you know, considerably to get us to that point. And it'll get better as years go by. So we'll see where we get. But they got to figure out what they're going to do with all the dead batteries, how much battery replacements are going to cost people before people want to buy. You know, that's a thing. And, you know, and then how the hell, if we all said, this is the cat's pajamas, we're all going electric, they better figure out how the hell we're going to keep them all charged. So those are the big long-term issues for, like, a massive switchover. So, anywho, how about that Cybertruck, though? Who in the hell buys that? We were talking about that the other day. That is the god-awfulest looking, most incompetent piece of equipment I've ever seen. Who would buy a Cybertruck? Anthony?
I certainly would not buy a Cybertruck. But I would like to sit in one and see what it looks like in there, because I bet it's interesting. And Dakota, so when are you making this impulsive decision? This is something that you say, and then next week you have one, so it'll be interesting. K-E-A-R-U-H. Over to you, Dakota. I'm getting out to pump gas, so you guys might have to pass over me. Catch up with you in a few minutes.